So let's first understand what is Murli. So Murli is two things. One is Shiv Baba coming in Brahma Baba's body and giving us knowledge, godly knowledge. Soul, God, karma philosophy, divine virtues, seva, which makes us deity when we follow Shiva Baba's Gyan. In between, Brahma Baba also shares his experiences in the Sakar Murli. For example, Brahma Baba says that when I saw the picture of Lakshmi massaging the feet of Narayan, I don't like. So I told the artist, take it out. You know, these experiences Brahma Baba shares. Now, the method of listening Murli is important. Because our aim is to become deity. It's not a joke to become deity, isn't it? Not while walking around we will become deity. You know, it's really Baba's Murli which has these four subjects. Gyan, Yog, Dharana, Seva, which we have to understand, because sometimes Baba says we are very naive about our karma during the day, how we are performing our action, you know, what are the consequences of that action, what attitude we keep. So that's why it's important to understand Baba's Murli and listen with full concentration. One thing is I'm listening. Okay, finish. Other is listening, then after Murli, sit down 7 to 8 minutes, self-study they call, swa-adhyay, reflection. Reflect on Murli. What is the significance? What is the intoxication point out of that topic, the Murli points which I am listening? How practical I can use it in my life. These three things we have to reflect of Baba's Murli. Any topic, you can take it. What is the significance? What is the intoxication? What is, how I will use it now in my life? Because my life has to change through Murli. Isn't it? Transformation has to take place. So therefore, self-reflection after Murli is necessary. This point I took from Jagdish Bhai. He said, you cannot get any benefit just listening like that. He said, sit down, make the Murli your own. Make Murli your own. Means you think over it. You reflect on it. And you experience it. And then you share from there. That is your own. So that's why my experience, what I do, I read 4 times Murli. Like if I need to read in the class or not read, I really study Murli. Because I love Baba's Murli. So beautiful. Now you can see Baba's humor in between. How entertaining Baba is. But very deep topics which can change society, people's direction of life, transformation, like omnipresence point. Imagine, the whole world is occupied with the mind, with people, images, and religious gurus, position and things in life. Human beings, and they don't even know who God is. So Baba talks a basic concepts in Murli, like omnipresent. Why people believe God is omnipresent? Because of love, bhavana, and fear. Because of that, right? But Baba comes and he says, no, I am not omnipresent. You don't need to have any fear from me. I am your father. No? And have love for me. And who am I? Where do I live? How I come in this world? how I create the new world. So many things like basic concepts which can change society, the world, Baba clarifies in the Murli. So in Murli we can find Baba talks as a family to us sometimes in the Murli. Sometime school, he's a teacher. And sometimes sacrificial fire, where we are going to sacrifice our very subtle weaknesses. Mm. Yeah? You can see Baba goes around this level in the Murli. So we have some questions now.
Yes.
We made a format of this class, so let's see.
Yes, so you're highlighting the sacredness and the depth and the beauty of the Murli. So what are some of the ways that you take sustenance
from Baba's Murli? Me, as I told, that I read 4 times, listen also, read also, and I pick up 4 level points. One is Jnana, other is Yoga, third is Dharana, fourth is Seva. This training we got from Didi Manmohini. Didi Manmohini was our teacher in Delhi, in charge. So when we were under their training, when we were young kumaris, we come to, Yajnat, so they give us training. So they helped us in our, open your notebook, do this. Didi used to teach us. Then she used to call us after Murli. What did you write about Gyan? So many points we could get about soul within a 4 days, 5 days. Huh? Many points about soul, about God, about drama. And then yoga, our stage, how to make it paripak, strong, stable stage in yoga. Dharana, all points of, virtues. And seva, to do good karma, punya karma. So we make 4 columns. So after writing, we sit with our senior teacher Didi. She used to ask us how you are writing. So she used to do. Then she used to tell us, when we were very young under the training, play badminton with the Murli points. One sister and me. And without, seeing notebook. You speak 1 point, I speak 1 point. You speak 1 point without, very fast. So we used to play like a Murli badminton. So make it entertaining also and memorize also. Mm. And this is, I do write, but small diary, but 4 columns. And then whenever we give lecture, we have already points ready. To use for seva.
So, would you say that a key to taking sustenance is to keep exposing your intellect to it by repetition would be one thing? And how did you put the feeling into those points? Or how did you make them come alive for you?
Yeah. Come alive is only I keep 4 practices from Murli in my mind. Because during the day, one or another point, churning has to go on. Like when you're doing something, then your free time, your intellect has an aim actually, that topic you are thinking over it, so you're churning. But practicing, 3 to 4, like Baba says, yoga stage, ashri, bodiless stage. Let's say, Baba says, that I do every hour, feel bodiless stage. Few seconds. And you are very busy. Suddenly, very powerful thought come in your mind. Sit down in meditation. Now. So, don't create another thought. Later I will sit because I am busy. I sit down. Really, I sit down. I go and sit. Maybe Baba is pulling my attention. He wants to give some direction for the day. I learned this from Dadi Gulzar. Once she was in one country, 2:30 in the morning, she fully dressed up, sit down on sofa, sitting in yoga. So I saw her. So I said, Daddy, 2:30. I could not sleep, she told me. Baba is pulling my attention. They could recognize that. Not create the thought, oh, I cannot sleep, Baba, I cannot sleep, give me sleep. They are not asking Baba that. But Baba wants to give some direction. So she sit down and she go to trance, bring message. So Dadi said, during the night also, if you cannot sleep, don't say to Baba, give me sleep. You better sit down in meditation, properly, you know, accurate. Baba wants, he pulls your attention, he gives some direction. Some bhagats are remembering, Baba is using your mind at that time to give some kind of experience to others, you know. Because we are Brahmins, we are on godly service 24 hours. Understand, Brahmin, you know, in our Murli pack, which we receive from Madhuban, is written on the bottom, on godly service. So we are Brahmin, we are on godly service. So me, I have this attention every hour to experience that bodiless stage, silence, stillness, Paramdham, Baba, you know, spreading vibrations to others. Because our mind can do this seva, feel Baba, not to go too far away, to forget whole day. Baba said, some children 5 minutes don't remember me. Huh? What happened to our mind? Where is going around? Give focus, 1, 2 practices, keep in your notebook, what practice I will do today. Very important for Brahmin to have some attention points in the morning from Murli.
So our practice of traffic control is a good way to bring that focus in. So when you say like Baba might be pulling you, is the sign of that for you that you remember that point and then Baba comes into your mind? Yeah, almost instinctively.
When you have very powerful thoughts coming that I should sit down now, remember Baba. Because once your mind is occupied doing one, another, no? At that time, when so much work going on, even for 5 seconds thought entered your mind, remember Baba. So don't avoid that thought. Don't create another thought. Yeah, I will do later. Don't do that. At that second, leave aside all these things, important things, urgent things. You sit in yoga. That is the call from Baba. Huh? Don't consider this simple thing. Don't avoid. Your sanskar come, avoid. I am busy, I can do later. After 1 hour, I finish this work. No. Baba is calling. Sit down. Remember, Baba, I am available for you. What you want me to do, Baba? So intimate relationship, because we are with Baba on seva for world transformation.
So where does the, we're talking about particularly the Murli, where does the relationship of the teacher, I was going to say stop, it doesn't stop, but how do you have that relationship all the time, or don't you? You know, is Baba the teacher then, or is...
Yeah, what happens is that in the morning, this also one method I learned from Dadi Janki, that she, every morning, she asked Baba, you are my boss. And what you want me to do today? Every morning, Amrit Vela. Why I'm sharing with you, one day we were just walking. Daddy saw me and one other sister. Where you are going? I said, Daddy, I am going to Pandabhavan. Other sister said, I am going to do video work. Shantivan, acha? Why both of you are not in this meeting? Daddy, we are not invited. You are not invited. Did you talk to Baba this morning? No. Why? Dadi, what we need to do with Baba about this meeting? Not only this meeting. Every morning, you create your new part with Baba. She said, you think I just become what I am today like that? I asked Baba every morning. She said, every morning I sit in front of Baba Amritvela, I ask, Baba, you are my master, you are my boss. You tell me what you want me to do today. I am available. So Baba knows my child is available. Baba gets so many calls from Bhagats, from different souls of the world. Then Baba knows my child came to tell me I am available, Baba, any seva. Baba makes sure those souls who are looking for peace and happiness, which Baba is receiving, you know, sorrowful calls from devotees, so many souls, Baba touches them to go to my children. Yes. And they will come to you. They will call you. You are available for that seva. Very subtle, no? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I am making my program, right? I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. She said, no. You create your part with Baba. Ask Baba what you want me to do today. Baba, I am available for any seva you want me to do. So any devotee soul, any soul going through trouble, difficulty will call you because you are available on service. Baba will touch them. But you know, this is interesting how Dadi said she built her part based on this thought, asking Baba every day. In the beginning, Dadi said she went to London and she asked Baba, I don't know English, what you want me to do today, here in this country? Baba says, give drishti. Who gave this thought to Dadi? Baba. And then soul conscious urja, energy, she practices. And then the souls, Charlie and all those who came first to take 7 days course, after 7 days course, they go to Dadi, take drishti, become detached from the body. That's the seva. That is the service through drishti. And then the soul got, wow, this is it. You know, this is what Brahma Baba Mama also did, right? I met Brahma Baba. I met Mama once, very young child. What I remember is the drishti. The drishti and experience as a child, what I got, detachment from the body. I don't know at that time, detachment from the body, but very powerful current. You know, very powerful vibrations from their drishti. And that is soul conscious vibration which activates your vibrations to become detached from the body, whether child or old. Isn't it? Mm. That's how Baba's real gyan is.
Yes. It's often said that daily Murali, I guess if, for example, Daddy was asking that of Baba at Amrit Vela, that Murali is our response from Baba as well. Mm. So what do you feel are some of the most important qualities of godly students?
Godly student, yes. Actually, we'll all learn from Dadis, right? Once Dadi said that she was sitting in the history hall and on the floor, they have no chairs at that time. You know, you can see these kind of sheets they put. And they had to sit straight like this with a notebook and concentration. You see here, fail. You see there, fail. No attention diverted while listening only. Straight concentration. God is teaching me. This is so important for a godly student. Godly student has to prepare in the morning. Brahma Baba prepared himself to bring Shiv Baba down early in the morning. You know, Baba, Dadi Janki said once they went to say good morning to Baba after Amrit Vela, and Baba said to Dadi, this Baba is preparing for that Baba to come down. So highest level of soul conscious energy to hold on, to connect with those kind of frequency to bring Baba down. No? It cannot come into sound, even to say to children, good morning sound. Baba is preparing for that Baba to bring down. Yeah? So godly student also, a good godly student is morning is silence. To prepare to understand the refinest knowledge of the world is Murli. The refined intellect in the world, brilliant wisdom in the world, godly knowledge in the world, you know, which God is giving to us to become deity. So godly student will be also preparing to stay in that level of frequency. And then remain in that level. And then when you come in the class, really clear intellect, clear attention, you know, not going here or there, grasping, catching and experiencing same time. It's a very good godly intellect, godly student.
In a busy life, mm, where we spend much of our day in lochic atmosphere, mm, and most of us, I think, come to the centre daily for Murali or live in the centre. Some join online to create and hold that powerful atmosphere of the Murali, and our soul consciousness is quite a challenge. It's almost, yeah, like those two atmospheres are opposing each other. Any other tips for doing that?
This is the best tip. It's simple. Soul conscious silence. It's so beautiful. You can experiment. At least, you know, maybe once a week. Huh? Have a nice time. Because most of the time our mind is rushing, doing things this and that. Even before that, half an hour, calm down the mind, sit down in meditation, stabilize the consciousness, you know, and then you can catch the vibration. Basically, you really need interest, you know, because here it's a building life. It's not that listening knowledge, no? It has to go into action. That is called build, isn't it? So once you start to do it and you experience it, so beautiful, you know, and then that you build, slowly, slowly, build it, take interest, build it, take interest, build it. You will see yourself, so beautiful. But once you have that kind of, you know, practice, you know, attention, build, see the newness, see the new feelings, you know, build that. And build slowly, 1, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Take interest into it. Still, Maya will come, tiredness will come. Many variety, you know, vibrations in the world will come. But we have to conquer it, isn't it? Otherwise, we will not get that frequency from Baba.
So we're using it to create a living relationship, mm, and build it.
Yeah.
I have a question about churning. So we're taking that and we're using it in our intellect, keeping it in our intellect during the day as much as possible. What are some methods, other methods you use for churning, and do you churn with a particular aim? Because this is about learning, and there's a saying that you don't know what you don't know until you know it, you know. There's the things we know and things we don't know. So it's like realization is a new experience or a new understanding. So when we're churning, my feeling is we're going to somewhere that we don't know. So do you have an aim? I hope everyone understands.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is, for example, there are so many topics actually in the Murli, you know. I don't think so many of us have, you know, worked out all those topics. Omnipresent, Gita sermonizer, you know. Maybe all of you think nothing to do with the West sermonizer Gita. For example, no? But in India, so they are having this, you know, programs on Gita. Not easy topic. But they have to do a lot of churning, research, references, facts and figures to present to gurus, you know, all that. Sanskrit, some people have done PhD in Sanskrit to understand Gita more. In Bangalore we went last time, Hubli, to see the museum, 144 stalls on Gita. 5 hours it took us to understand. And all in Sanskrit, you know, and then they tell the meaning, you know, and the wisdom behind it. Very powerful research.
Baba's points.
Baba's Gyan, the depth explained, but they took the verses from the Gita, Sanskrit, and they made a models out of it. 144. Five times more than this hall, they have a exhibition.
How do people respond to that?
Mostly scholar people come there. School children, scholars, teachers, that level people. Because it is in Sanskrit, you know. And then they read in Sanskrit, then they tell the meaning in Hindi. Now they are coming up with the English meaning also, and in their own language also, you know. And then once you know the Sanskrit, then you know the meaning behind Baba's Gyan, giving Baba's wisdom. But they have done PhD on that Gita. How many years preparation, research they have done, you know. Because they have to build the wisdom in the society, in the school, in the college, you know, on that level. We went specially to see that. And then they have, through Gita New World come, they have this big hall, you sit in the boat. You sit in the boat, and the boat moves. And you see beautiful golden age, 21 births. Each birth, whole things they have shown of lifestyle. A lot of research has been done. All this is churning. Our churning is very shallow maybe. This churn is producing results. You understand, no? So many topics. That is only one, Gita. If you have time, you should go there to watch.
So, yes, often Baba says to churn for service. Churn how to explain, churn how to...
if you find people, those who are paka-paka, want to understand about Gita, you have to have a proper understanding about Gita. We cannot just talk like that, isn't it? So, you know, they want to know facts, figures, results, consequences. All this churning they have done and they have produced the results so that people can find easy to understand what it is all about. That is only oneness. One. Same thing is omnipresent. Also so much research, so many. India has big service, very high level. They have done work in this country, you know. Even the good wishes topic, churning I'm talking to you. One professor has made a beautiful, pictures on good wishes. Good wishes for your body even, for heart, for legs, for breathing, for everything good wishes. Good wishes for people to whom you have given sorrow in your life. So they have put pictures And they have put sentences how to think good wish. Yes. And then you sit down practically and put your headphone, listen the commentary about good wishes. Oh God, so big, you know, the Mela I have seen. Very good research. All this is churning. It's so, not just churning what we are doing, just 2-3 points, churn, finish. Here in India, they have done work on it. Different aspects, churn, put into pictures, put into practical sentences, and helping people to activate their thinking like this, train them, sit there, forgive people. Good wishes. I have done this work in their exhibition. You know, I invited my lokiks. They said, this is very good. They understood what is good wish then. Shubh bhavana rakho, shubh bhavana rakho. So for the body, for five elements, for human souls, and different pictures. So churning, they made the pictures out of it.
So taking, what I'm getting from what you're saying,
yeah,
is taking a topic and then using our intellect to broadly see,
yes,
how to apply that, and what are the different levels of meaning of that,
yes,
point, and how to use it for service.
Yes.
Particularly,
yeah,
service is our way to,
yes,
to apply or,
yeah,
to transmit knowledge.
Because the time is different now. Dadi's time was, Brahma Baba's time was different. Brahma Baba Mama conduct yoga, give experience from the detachment from the body. My mother also says, once she was in Madhuban, she met three times. She said, she was ironing. She felt current. And she just saw his Baba behind. And Baba just shook her hand. She said, I became detached from the body. I don't know where am I. Huh? That is Baba's yoga power. Holding those frequency vibrations, vibrating through even these five elements to souls, even doing ordinary action and giving them experience. Isn't it? At that time, it's that time. Mama used to churn Amrit Vela. These three words, Mama churned the picture. Dadi Ratan Mohini told us 6 hours they used to sit in meditation to churn about soul. Because they only saw vision, soul, point of light. They don't know what it is. But they sit down in 6 hours in silence. What is this point? How it works? What happens to the mind? All this mind, intellect, sanskar, everything they worked out. Then they asked Bhaktada, you know, is it right? Then they made pictures. This is all churning. Great work Baba is doing through our mind intellect.
Mm. So we receive a lot of that, as Baba says, in a refined way, without having to do that creative work ourselves.
Yeah, but now our timings are different in the world drama, no? Where we, Baba's children, are facing variety sanskar, variety intellect. We also have to churn to present to them to make it easy for them to understand. Both the experience, detachment from the body, and knowledge about the soul, which clicks to their intellect. You know, Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, variety souls, variety background, variety drama, the play they have played. And what will click them? You know, Jagdish Bhai used to tell us that before even you give 7 days course, he said, 45 minutes, he said, sit down in yoga before that soul enters God's home. After 5,000 years, that soul is coming to God's home. And you, the soul instrument, 45 minutes beforehand, he said, what do you call that, sterilize the needle, you know, like you put the needle in the boiling water, clean it.
Sterilize.
Yeah, sterilize. So your intellect, you send the vibrations to that soul. The soul, you are coming to God's home to receive God's knowledge. And you stay in yoga, in that kind of vibration of purity, and let this vibration already reach to that soul. Connect that soul coming after 5,000 years to God's home. Look at the importance. 45 minutes. And that is Jagdish Bhai's training to us. But before that, Brahma Baba also 45 minutes drishti, when children used to come to see Baba, Mama. Baba, Mama give on the floor sitting in history hall. Remember that picture you see in the Brahma Baba's picture? One picture, Baba, Mama sitting. That is the one. They sit and children come. Draw, pin drop silence. What a way to give 7 days course. Nowadays we use PowerPoint. Achha, this is point of light. Babi Janki used to really make us laugh. She says, I don't understand how all of you are doing. She says, you put student. Here is a Shri Baba, sit down. Play the music, you go around doing things. She used to really pull our ears. She said, what all of you are doing? Making the student sit and play the commentary. And then commentary finish, okay. Babi says, no, go back. Connect souls through subtlety also. Real means real, really, if you are connecting souls, you know, God's home, God's work. It's a beautiful way.
So ultimately they also, ultimately then they also make their
life. Yeah, because they all are looking for a real thing, no? Peace and happiness. Beauty, technology, glamorous world, people have seen. They are not coming here for that purpose. They are coming here, the pure vibration. No one's, one thing, you must go to history, this Pandavavan, right? You sit in Baba's room. Those vibration, we call in Hindi prakampan, you know, rays, like sun's rays, it's a vibration. Baba is doing service, no? Alone, sitting there. He is not saying, come, we want to go. Such a powerful attraction, magnetic vibration there. So we go, sit few minutes, get so beautiful. Like a relief from many things when you sit in Baba's room. Baba is doing that seva. That once Nirvair Bhai was telling us, you spend millions of dollars in the world anywhere, you can't get those vibrations which you can get Baba's room. You got it? Yeah, that's it. Real thing. That's what souls are coming to relieve their burdens of life through those kind of vibration, to feel that. That's why all of you come, double foreigners to India.
Yeah, Baba is the magnet and Madhuban is the magnet.
You cannot get Australia. You can't get any other country. You only can get here. Baba, day and night Brahma Baba has done work on each feeling. Before sleeping, and Baba made sure not one even feeling is any ill feeling for anyone. So much refined work Baba has done on his transformation in that room. So that's why you can get inspirations, transformation, live vibration.
It is. So while we're here, we can take that chance.
Yeah, you must go every day.
And but come to class too.
Don't sleep, go.
And
sit.
Yeah, and yet, you say we can't get that vibration wherever we live, and yet we have to try.
Yeah? Means that level of frequency you cannot get, but certain level you can get. Here is, as soon as you set, you start to feel. I used to tell Dadi Janki one word, is like a medicine. You know, I said, Dadi, there is a medicine. There is some spiritual vibration here. As soon as you sit, you release, relief any burden, any heaviness of any birth in front of Baba. You feel that? Yeah. Such a refined prakampan there.
So
you want to ask them?
Yes. So we had an activity for you. So we've been talking about many things and also enjoying the Merli. So we thought you might like to find be in a pair or a group of three and share with each other about something you enjoy particularly about listening to the Merli every day, or something you love about it. So if you could arrange yourselves and share 1 minute each of something that you enjoy from, particularly enjoy from the Merli. So the person next to you, if they speak the same language, or behind you, or if you're online, you could write your own notes. So we'll just give you a minute each to share that with each other, and then we'll have Q&A. Om Shanti, thank you very much for sharing with each other. So now we have time for some question answer. If you have anything you would like to ask Sister Rajni, and before we do that, if anyone has a particular point of intoxication or something you would like to share that you've just come up in your little group or pair, then that would be lovely to hear some of your experiences as well. So if you could please come up here and share something, Brother Rajesh. Please come here. Yeah, if you speak English or don't speak English, bring a translator.
Om Shanti. So we shared that whatever we have any questions in our mind and we write it, next day Baba answers in Baba's Murli. And wherever you go in Madhuban or any place, naturally Baba basically is present everywhere. The vibrations are very present. I feel very, very strong. And myself personally, this morning also I felt Baba through my... Normally I use my intellect, but today I used my heart and I could see in my mind Baba. Baba's rays of knowledge, you know. Like as if that day it was showering very strong, so I felt the rain on myself. So today it was rain of knowledge I experienced. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Really, I have a question. Sometimes I confused about it. Baba want us... He said, don't be warrior, but at the same time, he said, be army. You are Shakti army. So sometimes it's make confuse for me how I'm not warrior, and at the same time, Baba want us to be army. Why he don't just say, be angels? The angel is power. I know he want us to be army because he want us to be powerful. But why he didn't just say, be angel? The angel is also very powerful. So this point little bit confusing.
Angels,
me.
Army and warrior. You know, this is Brahmin life. We all are Baba's children, no doubt. We are Baba's children. Okay, Baba's children. Everyone is Baba's child. How many of us become godly students? Those who come every day. They develop discipline in life. They are called godly student. Children are everyone. But how many godly students? Very few come in the morning class. Third, warrior. Warrior means during the day when any weak thoughts, any negative thoughts attack our mind, at that time I am awake, alert, like a warrior to fight and to get victory over it. How many of us are warriors? Dadi Kumarka told us once. She said, best is to be warrior. Warrior means alert. In the mind, any past thought, negative thought, any fight is going on in your mind, you are alert to overcome that weakness. Very few become warrior. May all our children of Baba, very few become godly students, develop habit of every morning disciplined life. Out of that, very few become warrior. Do you understand? Warrior is a state of mind. Am I always on the battlefield? Oh, enjoying the battle. Not enjoying, indulging in the battle. Or maybe not even knowing this is a battle. You know, I have not even gone into the level of fight yet with the weaknesses. And keeping those weaknesses, thinking I am a Baba's child. Baba's child, fine. But here Baba wants me to become warrior. To fight with weaknesses. Overcome it. Like being alert soldier to protect the country. Same thing is. The another one is army, Shakti army. Shakti means awakening inner power in you. Shakti. Shakti means you have taken a determined thought in your life now, since you became God's child, that I am Shakti. I have awakened now the power in my mind that I will never allow these weak thoughts that I will be defeated from. I am that Shakti army. All this Gyan connects with here. It's not an outside. It's my internal stage. Who am I? To become angel is double light stage. A mind which is free from any worry thoughts, any kind of disturbance, any kind of the past. Mind is light. That lightness means you have broken many walls within. The walls of guilt, shame, heaviness, burden of 63 births. Here God has come to help my life. That you are warrior, you are Shakti. You are now awakened in your life. Don't go to your weak thoughts, sleep there again. You are Shakti. And once you overcoming that, then you are angel. Experience that a lightness of the mind. No burden of the past accounts of karma. Otherwise I am thinking I am angel. One thought, next thought, Baba, what shall I do? Big problem with my body, Baba. What shall I do? Future, what will happen about me? Where is my mind going? If I am God's child, I am God's child, and then I am showing worry, I have no money, I am really God's child then? Or just saying? You understand, no? This real Gyan, Baba is talking, connecting with our internal life, which we are going through. Yeah? It's helping us this. Child, you are Shakti army. Don't go into past thinking. Don't go into worry. You are awakened now. Awakened with your dignity. Awakened with your rights. Awakened with your powers. You are that Shakti. That is called, Dadi Kumarka told us, this beautiful word, this which I am using, the word Shakti, awaken inner power. You know, Dadi Kumarka told us this. She says when they had this picture taken, you know, in the Kalpa tree, all Dadis are there, with like this hand with Mama, Shakti army, they have open here. Because it is shown, until we get our self-sovereignty, we will not tie our hair. Means determined thought, until we get full our rights, spiritual powers, you know, dignity back, which God has given to us, we will not go back to our old thinking. And now we are awakened. That's what the picture is when they took it like this, with that consciousness. No? So, you are that Shakti. Awakened power in your life. Inner power is awakened now. Cannot go back to past. Cannot go back to weak thoughts. That time I'm not Shakti. So when you connect this Gyan real with your life, you will enjoy this Gyan so much. Yeah? Okay? I can continue to speak, no problem with me. What other question? Last question. Yeah, brother? Just two.
Oh, Om Shanti, thank you so much. I have one question. The question is this beautiful topic we have, this unlimited love. Baba says very often we need a broad intellect. How far do we need a broad intellect to experience the limitless love? And is there any shortcut? Because then we can be the conqueror anytime. Thank you.
This is the Raj. You must understand what is Raj Yoga is about. Raj Yoga is not a bhakti. Raj Yoga is not a ritual. Raj Yoga is a method. A method, then you get success. Vidhi and siddhi. In the Laukik world, there are many shortcuts, occult power, this, that, those. You know, but here, educational way. Method, right method, right success. No method, no success in Raj Yoga. No matter how many years in Gyan. Doesn't matter. So, the methods are awarenesses, Simriti. So, what happens with our mind? If you can hold Simriti, that I am a point of light soul, Baba is a point of light, right? This is a Simriti, awareness, consciousness. Sister said, why warrior Shakti? Because we go through, no? Many influences come in our mind, isn't it? We are living with 8 billion people on earth. Variety people are thinking, variety thoughts. They all are in the atmosphere. And here also in the atmosphere, Gyan vibration. That's why you get these thoughts, you know. So our mind is being influenced by so many vibrations, thoughts of this world and our old memories. It's a constant process happening. So what Baba is helping you here, he's giving you a very powerful awareness, Simriti. So, if you hold day, remain in this Simriti, that is the shortcut. And then this old sanskara, old memories, even they are coming in the form of thought or feeling in front of you, but your Simriti is so powerful, it's not allowing to go through here. You are holding a Simriti, soul conscious Simriti. So, in soul conscious Simriti, the old memories and the outside world cannot damage you, cannot enter, because the frequency doesn't connect. So all these Simritis you write down, 3, 4 in your diary every day. You know, every day Baba gives blessings at the end, Vardhan, those are Simritis. So they keep on, you know, holding, like she said, we are angels. Angels, definitely, I am angel. Hold it, whole day. But you know what happens, no? Very slippery, no? Somewhere we are going. Oh, after 1 hour, I am angel. But so many influences. Someone told me some story. I am thinking that. I heard something. It went into my mind. I am thinking that. While eating breakfast, I was thinking that. You understand? We are living in this practical world of influences. In Baba's influences is very little on me. 8 billion people's vibrations are on me. So therefore, Baba's awareness is Smriti is the right methods and right results, and you can go through. But hold it, yeah, and write it in your diary 3 or 4.
Yeah, Shanti, it's regarding how far we have to go in Gyan Chintan, how deeper we have to go. Because some people say that you have to understand all the sanskars. But I say, why do I need to go in a sanskar understanding which doesn't, I don't have it. But the counter argument the people give that if you don't understand about those sanskars, you are not understanding the Gyan properly, fully. Can you please put light on that one? Thanks.
No, generally we understood now. Our Satyugi sanskar, Golden Age Sanskar, Copper Age Sanskar, Iron Age Sanskar, Sangam Yuga Sanskar. We have understood, right? Baba said, Brahmin, deity, merchant, Shudra. Remember? Overall, you understood life, what human mind is going through, isn't it? So, but me, I don't go into the depth of understanding someone's sanskar. I don't want. But generally I can understand. Okay? So someone is asking attention. So their sanskar is called subject sanskar. Subject. You know, subject asks the leader to give attention. You know? And someone is complaining is called maid servant sanskar. General idea you should have. If people are coming in front of you, what they are asking. And you stay in the bestower sanskar of Sangam Yuga, giver sanskar, is called Raja sanskar. You know? So when you understand people, what is their state of mind? Complaining, you know? You understand, maid servant sanskar at this time. So how will you deal with those sanskara? Give. They want clothes. Give clothes. They want toli. Give toli. No, they need time. Give time. Fulfill that, the need. Understand that. Don't go into fight. Why they are asking? They are Brahmin. 2 years in Gyan. Now, don't go into fight. Understand. Be in a avyakt stage of giver. Be Raja. This is how Dadis run this yajna. Yeah. You saw Dadi Gulzar, silent, avyakt. They knew if someone come in front of them asking attention or someone complaining, they understood sanskar. And then they give what soul needs to satisfy that soul. Be in the stage. Once I saw, you know, Dadi Gulzar, because I lived with her, you know, in Daily Panda Bhavan, so big service was happening, so big mela was happening, and Dadi was sitting, I was there also, and one soul came, Dadi, she spoke so loud, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that, how will I do this service, how will I do this mela, this is, oh, so loud, you know, frequency of talk, and force, in that frequency. I saw Dadi, avyakt stage. So then Dadi said, it will be okay, we'll help you. Beautiful. So that soul left. I said, Dadi, what did you understand? that what's that soul, this expression was, she says, Tamo Pradhan. And Dadi, it did not influence you? No. Where were you? Sattva Pradhan. So look at their stages. Sattva Pradhan, cool, calm, understood the energy, very forceful energy. Achha, we will give you. Dadi understood. So Dadi arrange some money, some people, go and help. Finish. You understand? This is how we understand. Where the souls are, what they are asking, at this time, under what influence they are. And then you help them with your Sangam Yuga sanskar of giver. We are in Sangam Yuga now, transforming energy. So you can be in avyakt stage, giver stage, raja stage. Understand and give. This is how Dadis run the yajna. We saw them, we have seen them so beautifully avyakt. You don't see them coming into the influences of someone's force. Understand, brother? Yeah. So now we finish. Om Shanti.